following the earthquake, Haitians in the U.S. illegally were granted what's called a temporary protected status by the U.S. government that allows them to stay in the country, and deportations were suspended by immigration officials. So that temporary protected status, or TPS, was set to last 18 months. Here we are a year after the earthquake, and there are grumblings about deportations resuming. It's only been 12 months, so how can we be talking about potential deportations? What's the current situation?
Well, the important thing is if there's an application to be filled out, folks got to fill it out. My organization and other organization, like I said, Congress people have been making efforts to make sure everybody who's eligible filed. And that's why immigration, I have to commend them, because they've been postponing the deadline for registration. I believe the next deadline is actually coming up in a week or so from now, on the 18th of January, is the next deadline that they've set for the absolute deadline for people to file for this benefit. If you don't file for it, they cannot help you. At least with the TPS, you're able to stay legally. You're able to work legally, and that's a major boost. That's important.
Do you get do Haitians get a visa with that, or what happens?
You get what they call an I-94, and this is a piece of paper that normally people get who come to visit the United States. This paper allows you to stay until at least the TPS is up, which it will be up in July of this year.
So what happens then? What would a Haitian in the country who had been under the TPS program do come July?
Well, before July, Congress and State Department will have to make a decision whether to renew the TPS or not. They have to do that long before the deadline, and then they'll have to publish a notification to let people know they need to renew the TPS. Now, I fully expect, that's just me personally, I fully expect that it will be renewed for another year or so. That's what they do. Usually they renew for every year and allow people to stay and keep working.
And this doesn't just apply to people who have come over because of the earthquake. This could be Haitians in the country predating the earthquake, right?
In fact, it's for people who predate the earthquake. Because if you came after the 12th, if you came to the United States after the 12th, you do not qualify for TPS.
If you came after the earthquake?
If you came after the earthquake, you do not qualify for TPS. So it's not for refugees who came from Haiti after the earthquake. It's for anybody who was here prior to that deadline. So once the earthquake hit the 12th, if you went here already on U.S. soil, you do not qualify.
And are the folks then who came after the earthquake under a different status?
They have no status. Folks who came after the earthquake either were paroled for medical emergencies and then have to go back. Others came because they had children that were U.S. citizens, so they gave their families like a parole, or they gave them a visitor's visa, which already expired, because once you came, you're only allowed to stay 6 months at a time. So I've had people contact my office. What I usually do is file for an extension of the 6 months. And how long they're going to keep renewing the 6 months extension, I have no idea.
You mentioned that word parole, which makes me think I had read recently that immigration officials will be focusing on Haitians with criminal convictions who had just finished serving sentences for deportation. Is that a significant distinction?
Absolutely. If you have a criminal record, if you only had a green card, let's say, the green card is like a driver's license. If you're convicted of a DUI, they're going to go after your driver's license. It's just a permit to stay here. So anyone with a conviction, immigration can come after you and take your green card and definitely try to send you back. And if it's a serious conviction of a felony, then you don't even qualify for the TPS. So you will be deported. Absolutely.
Give me a sense, if you can, of how many Haitians locally have maybe looked into or applied for this temporary protected status, and how much of a topic of conversation is this within the Haitian community?
Well, when it first passed over almost a year ago, it was a major topic of conversation. The conversation has died down ever since, and that's why it's up to community leaders to make sure it remains a topic. Certain events are coming up for the 12th where all of that will always be mentioned. Any event that I'm having, I make sure I invite officials from actually the government, from USCIS, which is Immigration Service. I invite them to come and make a presentation, and they're glad to come and stress upon the community to make sure that local people know the information and make sure they apply, because the deadline, again, is coming up January 18th.